the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism, in not more than 150 words, to editors at socialistparty.org.uk, or if you're not online, P.O. Box 1398, Enfield N1 9GT. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. For legal reasons, we need your full name, address, and phone number, but confidentiality will be respected. If requested, EasyJet go begging. Hannah sells article. Worldwide capitalist crisis deepens. Socialistparty.org.uk exemplified the Tories' magic money tree. EasyJet was given access to more than $750 million in government money in April. Since, The Times has stated, EasyJet will report its worst financial performance in its 25-year history with the pandemic and subsequent travel restrictions, sending the short-haul European airline plunging to losses of at least £1.25 billion. And that's with the aid of the government's largesse. This is symptomatic of the weakening of the British economy before COVID-19. EasyJet was already on the back foot after a tough winter, reporting half-year losses, which included only the first month of lockdown, of £193 million. While Johan Lundgren, its chief executive, claimed EasyJet has adapted and risen to the challenges presented by the pandemic, he also suggested another begging bowl appeal. The UK government urgently needs to step up with a bespoke package of measures to ensure airlines are able to support economic recovery when it comes. This is a partial rewriting of history. In February, when it became clear that COVID-19 had reached Europe, the Tories continued to allow unlimited access to returning airline passengers from countries with COVID-19 infections, without any quarantine requirement. This daily access for tens of thousands of arriving passengers continued throughout the national lockdown. It was the refusal of UK passengers intending to go abroad, cancelling their flights, which impacted on the airlines. Regrettably, quarantine restrictions were only introduced when the government eased the lockdown. As Hannah stated at the beginning of her article, capitalism got lucky with the 2008 financial crash. This time the onset of recession has been exacerbated by the pandemic. The organized labor movement needs to ensure the capitalists' luck runs out. John Merrill, Leicester.